We're in our 7 o'clock hour. It is brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. Well, we are out on location here. They let us leave the building. Don't know why they let some people out here, but you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how Mike got here either. You know, I mean, I know that he played in the NFL, but
why am I catching strays? You know? I didn't even do anything. I'm just sitting over here. Why am I catching strays?
Well, you were slow to the trigger.
It was just a general like shot that was taken.
Tiffany was talking about me.
I really wasn't. I just tossed it up. Really, I was trying to. Never mind.
That's why.
You know, Tiff, since we get another break, you and I need to talk about the fact that Bo tried to throw us under the bus during the crossover and be like, "Don't everybody at once."
When he never speaks in the crossover.
He didn't speak either. So I don't know why he's acting like the savior in that.
It was actually quite a stalemate that was going on here because I was like. Not doing it. Let Bo go.
I mean, I'm dealing with a lot in my life right now, Mike.
Is that what it is?
Oh, really?
And I just don't think it's fair that you come at me that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to hit Amy up and be like, what is Bo dealing with right now? She's over there having morning sickness and dealing with all kind of body pains.
It's been really hard on you.
And Bo's like, what are you having to do? Listen to her in the middle of the night? Is that what's going on? He's keeping you up?
He's really trying to – well, he ran you over and then he threw it in reverse.
Yeah, do you think it's easy on me having to see her go through those things?
Yes, I do.
If you missed it earlier, or if you don't follow Bo on social, his wife Amy are expecting a little baby girl in April. So congratulations again to you.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys a question. Thank you, Tiffany. But let me ask you guys a question. You think Chipper makes a good girl name? You know, name her after Chipper Jones.
Well,
or maybe
good,
Tebow.
Listen, I was planning on mic'd up giving you parental advice, but can I start with this one? Don't ask anybody else their opinion on names you like.
Don't. I made that mistake once. Someone told me a kid's name.
Don't.
They were just throwing it out. I was like, oh, that's a dumb name.
Yeah.
And then that ended up being their son's name. Okay.
Dude, let me tell you something right now. Whatever name y'all pick out, there's going to be a lot of people that don't like it. It doesn't even matter.
You
could name her Amy.
I don't.
And people would be like, don't like it.
Yeah. Why would you name her after her?
Amy Jr.
No, it would be Amy.
Amy the second.
Look, don't ask anyone. Keep it to yourself.
Call her the deuce.
Yeah. Look, it spares Mike's advice is right, and it spares stupid people like me from telling someone that, hey, that's a dumb name, and then that ends up being
not only
a
that, even if they don't even respond, you know they don't like the name. You know what I mean?
Well, so we were sitting face to face, so this is pretty awkward.
But it's like, I'm like, hey, Mom, we're thinking about naming our kid this, and it's like, oh,
with all due respect, Tiffany, you're the last person I would say. What do you think about this? Because no, not in a negative way. Because you're like,
I don't think it that way.
Because you don't hide.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
You'd be like,
yeah, what an awful one.
Oh God, I mean,
it's bad.
Okay.
It's bad. Thanks for the call out. Well, I will try
your,
to.
There's your good segue.
I'm not good at faking it. I'm sorry.
Neither am I.
You know how I feel about you. You know my thoughts because it's on my face.
It's
unfortunately,
okay. That's not a bad thing. Sometimes.
All right. Well, we've gone way off topic enough. So let's bring it back to some of the shots that I actually really wanted to take here, because when you're looking at what went on in the college football world over the weekend, it was absolute chaos. Before we get to some of the top-ranked teams that have fallen, do want to point out Georgia Tech, Duke. Georgia Tech wins that one 24-14. Georgia State on a bye. Of course, we know that Georgia and Auburn faced each other again over the weekend, and Georgia came out on top in that one 31-13. Now,
Tech thing.
Yes.
4-2 now. They got a winnable, I say winnable, they got a game that I think they should handle at North Carolina, and then they hit the gauntlet of Notre Dame, Virginia Tech. They got a bye week, they got to play Miami. And then there's a Thursday game there with NC State, but then Georgia. So their schedule gets really tough.
It gets really tough, yeah.
But it's cool where Tech's playing Duke, and I'm like, Tech's got that all day long. I don't even have to worry about it. And
times have changed.
It's just cool where Brent Key has gotten them, and I think Tech fans should be thrilled.
Now you wanna.
And now, speaking of, you said Georgia State, a team that Georgia State is better than, which is clearly Alabama, had a tough go because Georgia State can beat teams that Alabama can't in 2024.
You know?
Are you really want to get everybody angry?
My alma mater beat Tennessee. Or beat, excuse me, Vanderbilt. And then, you know, Vanderbilt they're a really tough opponent.
If you're going to do the transitive property, then you got to go one more step and anger the Georgia fans.
That Georgia State's better than Georgia?
There's no Georgia alumni. None of us went to Georgia here.
I'm sure that there's some people listening.
I'll let Kirby handle the Georgia fans because he's clearly doing a good job of that right now.
He's doing a great job of that.
Yeah.
Hey, let's just, I know people, when you talk about the polls, yes, we are waiting for the major poll to come out soon.
Well,
but we can look at the AP top 25, which has changed a lot. Did I run through this real fast?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Number one is Texas. 2 Ohio State, 3 Oregon, 4 Penn State, 5 Georgia, 6 Miami. Whoa. What is that? That's a 7?
You hide behind the journalist facade
Alabama.
So much, and now that I'm down, she's just poking me.
The journalist facade.
Yeah, the journalist.
Oh, whoa.
We don't get to talk crap because we're journalists.
Oh.
Journalists.
No, it's called poking fun at someone that is just a coworker.
That's down.
So
there's
like
daggers going all through this segment.
Can I get a word in about the game?
Go right ahead.
Making fun of me.
Go right ahead.
Let me just say this about Vanderbilt.
Let me say this. I pulled that game up, and I had it streaming on my phone because I got alerts. I'm eating pizza, waiting at the airport for a delayed flight, and I said, I gotta see what's happening here. Then it got so out of control. I saw, on the big screen that they had in the restaurant, they're like, we got to put this up. And that's where, I will stop right there. I'm not happy.
I haven't seen her this happy in a long time. Like, she's
excited
that I'm
miserable. Someone else's pain. But, sorry, you have the floor now.
Well, look, man, and that's where I want to start. First and foremost.
The floor?
This is a...
Is that where you start?
I know Florida fan ain't talking to me. Yeah, let's go ahead and start there if you want to.
Hey, we're not going to lose to Vandy this year. We're not on the schedule.
Let me just listen. Y'all have got to let me give credit to Vanderbilt's football team.
And I want to talk about them too. Yes, go. Sorry.
Am I allowed to do that first? Can I just do that for a second? Vanderbilt is a good football team.
They are. They are very physical. Good quarterback.
This is I have so many people that are like, well, Bama was hungover, not prepared. None of that's true, dude. I didn't see a hungover football team. I saw a defense that couldn't get off the field and that, ran a ton of snaps in the second half last week and a ton of snaps in the second half this week. I saw an offense that was still operating at a high level, and I saw Vanderbilt absolutely demolish Bama defensively. Now, the turnovers have something to do with it, but when you look at everything that happened in this game this weekend, and Diego Pavia, the Vanderbilt quarterback who comes in from New Mexico State, this was not like one of those games that just squeaked out of Alabama's hands. They absolutely took it to Bama. This was not one of those like tricky bounce off a helmet. Vanderbilt won this game going away, and you got to start by giving them credit.
I do want to agree with you on that because I had two Vanderbilt, and I think the first one might have been Clark Lee's first year there, but he laid out that was probably the longest production meeting I've ever had. He laid out all of his plans and his vision for the school and how he wanted to see things turn around, having been an alumni or being an alumni. And it was quite fascinating to listen to a coach literally lay out every single step for us in a meeting. And then I had them again last year against Georgia, which they did play well because Georgia had to find a way to dig themselves out of a hole in that matchup. So this is what he laid out, and it's actually really cool to see someone's plans come to fruition, especially at the demise of someone's school here.
Yeah. No,
well,
I'm glad that makes you – I just and listening to Clark Lee after the game, and just to get back to it, I think it was – it was awesome hearing his reaction, hearing his emotion, man. And like you said, I hate that it came at the expense of Alabama because obviously that's my team. But I also love the storylines that come from Clark Lee and the emotion and having a good coach who's put in a very tough situation find success and find a way to have that kind of moment that he'll be able to – I mean, that moment could change that football team for the future. And they're, like I said, they're a good team that does things the right way. Tim Beck, their offensive coordinator, anybody that follows lower-level football knows about Pittsburgh. He was able to do there in the national championships. He's brought that offense all the way with him from Pittsburgh State and has been able to do that with Diego Pavia numerous times against good competition. And they are a hard team to defend.
Tim Beck won't be there next year. I can go ahead and tell you that right now. He'll be coaching somewhere. I don't know if it'll be a huge program, but he'll be in a a D1 school next year as a head coach. Diego Pavia has been phenomenal. And he the physicality he brings, that little inside zone, the read, the play that they were just gashing. He was gashing Alabama. They out-physicaled him. And that was what – Alabama's a physically team, a physical team that's very fast. And Vanderbilt somehow found a way to match that.
They had an answer for everything.
And that's and Ryan Williams was still Ryan Williams.
Yeah.
And Jalen Milroe was not quite Jalen that we saw against Georgia.
He's pretty good.
But he still played well.
Yeah.
But they were able to get after him. And just, you know, the way they attacked Alabama's defense, I was extremely impressed. I'm happy. These guys had two wins last year. Two. The conference is tougher this year, and they're already got three. That's their first win in the conference, and they almost went on the road and beat Missouri. They took that game to overtime.
Let me just address one thing before we go to break. Everybody saying that this wouldn't have happened under Saban has a very short memory, all right? Because this happened very – this was very close to happening four times last year. Look at the Auburn game where you're playing a 6-5 Auburn team, all right, and you needed 4th-and-31 to be able to convert that. How about the 26-20 victory over A&M that they ended the year 7-6, or a 2-4 Arkansas team at the time that you beat by 3 points last year? It's not a Kalen DeBoer issue. This is a hats off to Vanderbilt and the program that they've built. And I want to make sure we don't go any further without saying that.
I don't disagree. I think it's easy to go to the, you know, well, the Saban, post-Saban era has finally officially began. I think sometimes this happens. Just like Georgia won 42 straight regular season games. They go on the road, they lose to Alabama, and then they have a ho-hum game. And I say ho-hum because to their standards and their fan base treated it like that was their performance. That's what happens sometimes. Things come back a little bit down. You come down to earth a little bit. But also give Clark Lee, like Tiffany said, give Clark Lee credit for it's his fourth year. He's got his full class is through there. And he's done a good job with some transfers, some NIL. And Diego, is it Pavia or Pavia?
I'm going to get the correct pronunciation in a second, but yeah.
It's Pavia. Was
Pavia. Pavia. Dude wanted to always play in the SEC, had to transfer in, and he's treating every opportunity like it's his Super Bowl. And that's how this team is playing, and that's why they're able to compete, and they're winning. And they might go on the road at Kentucky and beat Kentucky, because I don't see any reason why they can't.
When we come back here on the morning shift, let's go in the huddle, get you some headlines from this past weekend in the NFL. A lot of shakeups there. And also what to look forward to for the Falcons and Panthers ahead this weekend. We'll be right back on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rolling along here on the morning shift, this hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart Lasting Clean. We are out on location this morning and are thrilled to be able to be here to be a part of the third annual Dream Speak Live Blake Center for Stuttering Celebrity Golf Tournament. We were able to be on hand for this wonderful event last year and had a lot of incredible people rolling through in order to spread awareness and bring a lot of attention to people who stutter in this world. And so this foundation's done a lot of excellent work from providing care, pathologists, you name it, at no cost to those in need.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a cool event. We got to plan it last year. Mike, remind me, didn't you have some of the kids that are part of the foundation
yeah,
on the holes last year?
Yeah, it was really
good.
Cool.
And you got to talk to some of them. So it's just a great thing, and obviously something that Arthur has struggled with in his life, which you might not know.
Yeah.
Being around him, or if you've ever been around him or heard him speak, but it is something that he has struggled with as well. So it's cool that he's able to reach out and help others. That,
remind
that
me, too, but who won closest to the pin in this tournament last year? I can't remember.
Well, there are multiple winners because there's multiple par okay. threes that you
All
can
right.
do that.
All right. Did you know anybody that won closest to the
I
pin
did,
last year?
I did, but you know, I don't mention people's teams that lose to Vanderbilt's on air. So
is that what
I won't.
It is?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's where.
Mike did win closest to the pin last year. I can find a picture of it if you want.
Talk y'all's stuff, man. It's all good.
Dude, let me tell you something. It's been a while since I think a lot of fan bases have been able to.
I didn't say anything now. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, you're talking about this segment.
No, I mean this specific, these last few minutes.
She's taking this segment off.
I said, you know what? I won't. You know, right. Drink the haterade. I leave the hateration to you, Mike.
Also, before we get to NFL.
The hateration. Wow. The hateration. Like Gatorade or Powerade for haters?
That must be the Gatorade that starts as powder, the hateration. Look, man, before we get any further to NFL stuff, I want all the parenting advice for Bo. All right? So if you have any, hit me up on Twitter on the show account at Morning Shift 929 or 929 Morning Shift at MPJohnson79. Because we're gonna heap it on. We're gonna heap it on for baby Squid over here.
We'll really heap it on tomorrow too, because that can be the wake up call tomorrow. Yep. We got a lot of jam packed guests coming up in our show today, so let's save it for tomorrow. So go ahead and either tweet Mike now, or prepare your thoughts, maybe write them down, and remember to call in tomorrow to give your best advice to the soon to be father on this show.
Yep,
Bill Morgan. Congratulations again.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I will take your advice, and if I think it meets my standards, I will accept.
You are going to get angry on Twitter with people about children. It won't even be about sports. I'm like, don't tell me how to be a dad. This is going to be beautiful.
That's the best part of this whole thing. That's why I'm so excited, because a man that, you know, let's be honest, Bo is a guy that
knows everything.
Very confident in his opinion. Yeah.
Wow.
And he is about to get absolutely leg swept down to the floor.
Say something.
With his confidence.
Tiffany.
It will waver.
Tiffany. She definitely.
You guys haven't come at me.
She's ready to go at people. Both barrels over here.
You know, I channel it inside, and then I save it for now. Just to, you know.
You should save less and let more out, apparently.
You know, so it just depends, you know, depends on how I'm feeling. Hey, let's go in the huddle. This should probably be a fun lead-in to whenever we get to the Man Up segment, because I'm going to read off some scores that you guys were probably wrong about when you made your picks going into the weekend. So let's just go flashback real fast to the most recent game, which was Monday Night Football, which was in a crazy – or Sunday Night Football, because today is Monday, which is within a crazy weather delay. Delayed that game between the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers by 2 hours, but Dallas found a way to come back in this one and win 20-17, despite some turmoil on the sidelines. I don't know if you guys saw that between CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott after an interception.
What do you think he said?
I couldn't decipher
about a 50-50 ball or a jump ball, but I couldn't tell exactly what he was saying. I just know that Dak wasn't looking at him and didn't want to hear it. That's
some
all
people were saying he said subpar throw. But I don't know if that's what he said.
I don't think that that's
what he said. I don't think that's what he said either. But I saw that circulating around. I was like, I don't think that would be – not saying that's not in his, you know, vernacular, but I just can't see someone in the middle of a game, but that's subpar,
bro.
That's subpar, like,
bro.
No one's going to say that.
Yeah, I don't think he said that either. But he definitely wasn't happy either way.
He was not.
Dak finishes the game 29-42 for 352. So.
Did you think Dak was happy, though? Like, you can't throw – you got to be careful showing up your teammates. I think there's moments emotional, but I also think there's other times where you need to kind of understand the situation. You're all trying to – not like Dak was trying to throw an interception, right? And he's been pretty good. He's helped CeeDee Lamb get paid pretty well. And CeeDee Lamb's helped himself get paid pretty well. But Pittsburgh now has lost two straight. And I know that, you know, Justin Fields wasn't I don't think he was necessarily bad in the game. He was 15-27 for 131 and kind of protected the football, but now you're starting to open the door, because their offense has not really been prolific. They have been doing just enough to win games. They're no longer doing that.
They are no longer doing that. Hey, this one also was a later game yesterday. It was the Packers and the Rams that score 24-19. So Jordan Love throwing a pair of touchdown passes in the second half and rallied them back to win. Bounce around here. Let me go to the NFC South because that's what we have coming up next with the Falcons and Panthers. And the Panthers, they face the Chicago Bears on the road. They lost 36-10, but we did see a combination in that game of Andy Dalton first and then Bryce Young coming into the game. And right when he stepped in, he threw a heck of a pass.
And he did a nice job, and he played within the system, and he got the ball out. That team just seems like it's missing something from the top down. I got to be honest. When he came out of the game, he was like, no, you know, we're not making a change at the quarterback position, this, that, and the other. I was like, ah, man, because, like, I just – it's not that I want Bryce Young to start. I just think they're not as good of a version with Bryce Young at the helm, even though he played well for his five throws or so yesterday at the end of the game. I just think that they're less explosive with him in there.
Well, I think – if you look at how the foul defense, and it plays to your point where I would much rather see Bryce Young as well, and mainly for the fact that I think Andy Dalton is savvy enough and is smart enough a quarterback to say, I've watched him on film, they're going to play off, they're going to give up the underneath stuff. If I can get 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yards, we'll keep moving the chains, and our offense will it'll give us a chance. So I wonder how the Falcons continue to try to this defense continues to get better and kind of progress. And if they stop doing some of that stuff or take away some of that stuff for him, or if not, it could be a decent day for Andy Dalton.
Let me just say this before we move on: the thought of Caleb Williams throwing to DJ Moore against Carolina has got to make Carolina fans sick. Like the fact that you traded him and that number one pick that netted them Caleb Williams, and now they're just routing you in a game where they obviously are on the upswing, that has to suck.
There's a lot of trades that are probably weighing heavily on some teams this season and what they gave up and what they're getting now. Okay, since we're saying NFC South, tonight is Monday Night Football, and you have the Saints against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I really hope the Chiefs are 5-0 to start the season. it helps Atlanta, and that would knock the Saints at 2-3.
Saints at 2-2, yeah, 2-2 going into this.
I think it. You know, look, you got to play the Saints soon too. I think we play them maybe November 2nd. Is that or 3rd?
Weekend for Dallas.
It's around that time frame. The schedule, the Falcons need to get this done this week because you would go 4-2 into a Seattle team coming in here, which is. They're going to be playing a Thursday night game, so they're going to have kind of have the mini bye. Then you play the Cowboys. It just does that. Then Tampa, then the Saints. So the schedule continues to stay tough, you know, and that's why, again, I want to bring it up because it irritates the hell out of me in the off season when I hear people say, oh, easiest schedule in the NFL the Falcons have. When the heck has this been scheduled been easy at all? Okay, and we don't know what we're getting this week. It's never easy in the NFL, and it definitely has not been easy for an NFL schedule.
That was In the Huddle. Up next, we have a Mic'd Up.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit more about college football and the crazy weekend that was. We haven't even had a chance to get to some of the other upsets that happened, what the new polls look like, some more of my Bammer misery if you want to wallow in that with me, and we'll also have a little bit of parenting advice for Bo announces over the weekend. They're expecting baby girl Squid to be arriving sometime this spring. You don't want to miss my advice for Bo coming up on the other side and Mic'd Up. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
We are back here on the Morning Shift, rolling along as we get to be a part of a really fantastic event here at the Dream Speak Live Blank Center for Stuttering Celebrity Golf Tournament. And we were able to be on hand for this event last year, which raised over $400,000 in support of the Arthur M. Blank Center for Stuttering Education and Research. So just phenomenal work they do here for people who do stutter. And it is life-changing work that this tournament is able to help as they help the Blank Center for Stuttering Foundation.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful day out here for golf, Tiff, you can already tell. And the weather looks pretty good for the next week or so, and looks like the temperature's dropping a little bit, so we're in the middle of fall. Get out there and swing the sticks if you can.
Yeah, this lady's been swimming for like 15 minutes in a row with nonstop out here and swimming in the lap pool. It's I've been keeping a monitor on it, and
You a lifeguard?
Pretty impressive.
You are always good for a random comment on the
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
You're that neighbor that's always staring out the window.
I keep an eye on the I keep a high eye on the homestead. I mean, I'm not afraid.
I'm sure you do.
If there's a weird car, if I don't notice a car that goes by, I might walk outside and see where it went. Mm.
Hey, what's happening here?
Hey, don't be coming and don't be a stranger in my street.
Excuse me, sir. Can I help you find something?
Yeah. Are you from around here?
You that neighbor? You come out and then I'm flooring it to get into my garage and close it.
No, because I don't want that either.
You don't want the conversation.
No, I don't want the conversation either. I just want if you don't belong on this street, just keep it moving.
Just keep it.
Yeah. I've had to get used to, you know, like Amazon drivers not in Amazon trucks, or the Uber Eats are the hardest because I'll be at a game or on the road and Amy like order breakfast. I'm like, I'll text her. Who's at the door? Why is the Ring doorbell going off?
You have a lot of questions, just like a lot of people had a lot of questions after Saturday and what went down in the college football world. A lot of shakeups. So, of course, the polls are going to be looking a lot different. We'll just name a couple of the shakeups that went down here. Vanderbilt beat number one Alabama at home 40-35. Arkansas beat number four Tennessee at home 19-14. Number 25 ranked Texas A&M beat number 9 Missouri at home 41-10. Washington beat number 10 Michigan at home 27-17. Minnesota beat number 11 USC at home 24-17. And SMU beat 22nd ranked Louisville on the road 34-27. It was absolute chaos on Saturday.
Yeah, and it was a day that I was told, hey, if you want to do something, go do it, because the games aren't that great, and they turned out to be phenomenal. Sam Pittman, I think, has secured his – if he can win a couple, you know, get about three more wins out of their schedule, I think he's secured himself another year.
He's a good dude.
He is a great human being, Tiffany. You're so right there, and it's good to see. I'm happy for him because, look, I want to see Sam Pittman succeed. I don't mind seeing Arkansas up. I'm not a Tennessee guy. I never have been. I'm not a huge fan. Their schedule doesn't get much easier. They have LSU. They do get a Miss State. But they've got Mississippi, Texas, and Missouri still all on their schedule. But now 6-7 wins doesn't seem so far out of the realm of possibility, which I think will give him a 6-year there. I picked Tennessee to win that game easily. When I realized Tennessee wasn't going to cover, I put all my chips in the Arkansas basket.
Yeah. And look, man, you look at all these games. First and foremost, Vanderbilt, obviously the most shocking for a number of different reasons. But when you look at the actual on-field product, I think I'm actually just as shocked as the Tennessee loss. That was a Tennessee team that I really thought would challenge for an SEC title game, and I think they still will. But they still have to play Georgia and Bama coming up in the next few weeks. But they are a team that I thought pulled away for good, and then I turned the TV off, and then I turned it on. 10 minutes later, and Arkansas is pulling ahead. So it just hats off to a number of these teams that it felt like you didn't know what you were getting in the SEC, and yet they're able to make their mark this past weekend.
I feel like we went from saying there's going to be 3-4 easily SEC teams in the playoff to saying, I don't know if Tennessee's going to make it now. I don't know if Ole Miss is going to make it now. Now you go look at where there are three Big Ten teams in the top five. Now it's an odd-looking three teams, whereas Ohio State, Oregon, and Penn State. However, now the Big Ten looks like the team that might get more in there. To me, Texas A&M, how the hell did Texas A&M lose to Notre Dame at home? I know that Wegman got injured in that game, but they look so – Notre Dame physically took it to Texas A&M in that game. A&M looks worlds different than they did on opening night.
Yeah, were you confused, head spinning a little bit, didn't know what time it was? Welcome to fatherhood. Let's hit them mic'd up. And shout out to everybody that's been weighing in on the socials, giving Bo some pieces of advice. As far as fatherhood goes, man, first of all, we'll start with Larry in the truck. Life as you know it will be drastically different. Number one, forget about sleep. Number two, everything you do will be questioned. I can confirm the second part of that. Everything you do will be questioned, down to the very last drop of anything you try to give your kid. And I'm talking about toys, too. iPads, screens, restaurant activities, crayons, it will all be questioned. There's no doubt about it. Brandon Mincy weighing in saying, give yourself grace. There is no exact manual. All kids are different. Know that you are giving your best, Bo. Get ready to become a big softy, especially for movies and shows about dads and daughters. Does that one hit home for you? Are you ready for that? The emotional roller coaster that might come along with movies now?
I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm already very in touch with my feelings. So
is it?
What is the expression? I don't know. Loud bark or whatever. Whatever it is.
Are you trying to call me a
chihuahua? No, I mean, yes.
Tiffany, are you saying he's all bark, no bite? Is that what you're looking
thank
for?
You.
All bark, no bite?
Thank you.
Plenty of bite in
this
dog, all right?
That's the expression. No, you're plenty. Already very sensitive. Actually, you both are very sensitive.
Maybe that's the case.
Both of you are, I'm saying. So,
me
like,
and
you're.
Amy
are,
and him.
No, you oh. and Mike are sensitive.
Oh, Mike's a huge softie.
Maybe you're just cold.
No. So, I don't know if cold is the word.
No.
Tell you what.
Okay. Let me go to Shaka Zulu.
I
want to
step back from whatever.
Child,
but you will be sappy, is what I'm saying.
The next tweet. Childhood is a very short season. Enjoy every moment, even the terrible twos, threes, fours, and fives. Good luck and congrats. That's from Shaka Zulu. Nicholas on Twitter as well. Number one's other point. And here's what I'll say. Daddy, I want you to give me a thumbs up or thumbs down. All right? I want you to listen to me. All right? You ready? Lean in. All right, this child, Bo, is moving in with you, okay? I want you to remember that no matter what happens.
It's still my house.
This child is moving in with you.
No, it's not anymore.
Yeah, no, this child is moving in with you, and here's my point. And this is real now. This is from the bottom of my heart. You focus on your marriage just as much as you focus on your parenting, all right? Because the stronger that household is, the better off that kid is going to be. All right, and there's my softy. There's my softy input. Day-Day's giving me the thumbs up. Day-Day, am I not speaking from the heart here, man?
Yeah, well spoken.
Yeah,
well
I mean, spoken. Do you have any advice for Bo that we need to get to?
I would just say nothing is no longer yours. Nothing is no longer yours.
That truck you like to keep clean? No, that back will have animal crackers sitting all through it, man. You know what I mean? It's a new age.
Let me ask you this.
It's going to be an exciting one, that's for sure, man.
Lex on Twitter just told me that I don't need to buy a bassinet. He says whip out my igloo or the Coleman cooler, and I pop the lid, and that'll be – so I can just put the baby in the Yeti?
I think that's fine. I think that's fine. You just need to, you know, make sure you put, like, some kind of tape or something on the lid so it doesn't accidentally
shut. Sounded very Paulding County of you. You say it. I'm not coming at you, PC folks, but Bo always says that.
Oh, man. Dave Ashburn just texted me and said, great advice, man. It is. Look, man, you know what else? Here's another piece of advice. Daddy, give me thumbs up or thumbs down. Screw all the other advice. All right? There is no good piece of advice when it comes to parenting, man. It is you just freestyle it, and hope you survive to see the other side, my friend. But again, congratulations to you and Amy. We're all excited.
You know what? I have a piece of advice.
Oh, do tell.
I'm kidless, but I have parents. And
I've seen this done before.
They let me be myself. So I encourage you to let your child be their full self to the maximum extent.
I have no problem letting my kid be themselves as long as they're not an idiot.
Well, evidently your parents let you be yourself. All right, so good for you. Good for you. All right.
All right. Well, speaking of manning up, when we come back here, that's what these guys are about to do because they made some good and probably some bad picks over the weekend.
Well, the bad for me.
So when we come back, that's what we've got in store for you. Next on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.